When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Unhump Day edition. Your phone calls, they could be a part of this big program. I tell you what, man, whoever booked this show, let's fire that guy. I think it was me. And Dom helped with some of the confusion. We'll get through it. We'll work through it. And the phone calls. Going to work through them as well. I believe Eric is next from Central Wisconsin. Eric, welcome to the big show. What do you got for us?
I just got a little food for thought for you.
Yes, sir.
Setting aside the whole abortion issue and the women's reproductive rights issue, if what Alito wrote was that the Supreme Court at that time was so egregiously wrong from the start in that decision, shouldn't every case that came before that panel of justices come back up for relitigation because they screwed up so bad?
Well, don't give me any bright ideas, Eric. No, I think you would look at the case by case.
And that would kind of... it wouldn't be so good for the Supreme Court as an institution itself if that were the case.
But Eric, that it's not good even arriving at this conclusion. We don't have to jump to further conclusions and say, let's throw them all out, baby in the bathwater and everything. They are effectively saying, let's throw it all out anyways. This conclusion of the court, at least to my opinion, is basically saying law that's been decided and then redecided. And people make their life decisions predicated on consistency of the law. And we're going to take all this precedent right out. And for the very first time in the history of the court, we're just, well, they have overruled prior precedent, but only to expand rights. It's the first time in the court's history, Eric, they've ever done so to take a right away, in this case, from women.
But they want to set a new precedent by overruling 50 years of precedent because one Supreme Court panel apparently was so incompetent that they got that decision wrong. What does that say for the institution as a whole then?
Well, Eric, I appreciate the thought, but I would point towards it. It speaks to the current makeup of the court, the current partisan nature of the court. Of course, there was nothing wrong with the prior finding, the 7-2, I believe, ruling in Roe v. Wade. There was nothing inherently wrong about the makeup of the court at that time. The courts have subsequently been broken. If we should be looking at every ruling of the court, it's this current makeup of the court that is to be questioned. And then, you know, what do you do about it? Of course, you don't reopen every Pandora's box, although that's what Alito's draft ruling would effectively do. But what you have to start considering is opening up the Pandora's box, as they would call it, court packing. You have to consider rebalancing the balance of the court. This is a broken court. It is a partisan court, a 6-3 court. Even with Roberts occasionally with the liberals, you've still got a overwhelmingly conservative court that doesn't reflect the wills or the values of the American people. So it's not the Sandra Day O'Connor court that screwed this up, the Blackburn court that wrote, I believe Blackburn wrote the Roe v. Wade decision. It's the current dichotomy of the court that screwed up. Eric, appreciate you listening up in Central Wisconsin. Going to keep going down the phones. Someone on the north side of Madison, I believe it's Totter Billy. Totter, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I love listening to the call from Lawrence. I do get frustrated with people who are like, the Democrats haven't done enough. I can't get fired up to vote, come out and vote for them. And I think you've talked plenty about, you know, the transformative legislation that the current Democrats have gotten done that gets underplayed. But I do get frustrated with that. And we love sports analogies in this country. And I think about, you know, the Bucks make it to the conference finals. And so do you go, oh, well, let's just blow it up. It didn't work. No, you go out and you get P.J. Tucker and you get Drew Holiday and you win a championship. And that's
Bucks and six, baby.
That's what we have to do with the Democratic Party. We have to go. We're falling a little bit short, but we got to do more. We got to go out and get a Senator Mandela Barnes or a Senator Godlewski, and we got to expand our majority so we can win a championship, so we can get things done. Don't give up on the Democrats. Don't go, they haven't done enough. That's just wrong.
Well, I certainly haven't given up on the Democrats. I haven't given up hope for my country. But here's where the sports analogy starts breaking down, man. Joe Biden would be like 82 years old for the next elective cycle. I mean, as a coach, Todd Billy, you know, they'd be starting to consider putting him out to pasture. I think Red Auerbach even got put out to pasture about that age. As a player, as players advance in age in the league, excepting what's-his-face that plays for Tampa Bay and maybe on to someone else, they all get old and they give way to other leadership. And that's the only place where I really see this sports analogy breaking down. The Democratic Party hasn't replaced any of their elder, senior, veteran players. I mean, you got Joe Biden at the top. You got Nancy Pelosi. You got Chuck Schumer. The leadership of the party is octogenarian. And even here in the state of Wisconsin, Todd, you know, for the Democrats to pick up a better part and a better piece, well, here's what we never do. We never take out an incumbent, right? We're not going to get rid of Tony Evers just because we think we got a better power forward on the bench. No, Tony's our guy until Tony loses or dies, right? So it's not like sports. We don't plug in a new player. When one guy gets a little slow, you know, hauling Lambeer's ass up and down the court all day. Did I lose you in the sports analogies, Todd Billy?
No, I agree with you there. I think I'm just saying don't blow it all up. Don't give up on the team. You know, and I'm not saying you are, but when I hear somebody like Lawrence who I was saying, I'm not sure I can go out and vote for the Democrats. You don't have to vote for Biden. I'm not saying that necessarily, but let's vote for somebody. We got.
Well, certainly don't vote red. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Rebellions are built on hope.